This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Color Me Dead So-So'd. We usually talk about murder and fuckery most foul, in detail with a splash of dark humor.
But in our so-so's, we may or may not talk about true crime. This is where you get the gory gal playtime. It may be squirrel hunts that went too far off topic for the regular so-so's, and bloopers, and whatever else.
So if you don't like bad words like fuck or cunt, this might not be your thing.
And if you do, welcome to our shit show.
You know that's the sound from, what is it?
The Police.
From Halloween. Whoop, whoop, that's the sound of the Luis.
Yes.
Fucking, that, what is it? How does it, that. Yeah, but the,
you said Halloween, right?
Yeah, that's just Gail skittering
scampering across the floor.
Yeah.
Michael Myers coming after her.
Are you talking about Friday the 13th? Have you gotten confused?
No.
I am confused. I'm very confused.
You are confused.
I'm so
because
sorry.
That'd be...
Yeah.
That's Gail.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That hurt.
Yeah.
That sounded like an orgasm one.
He's stepping on frogs.
What, a Marvin orgasm? Oh my God. Oh God. I'm ejaculating. I'm done.
Everywhere.
I'm done.
Best he's ever felt in his life is when he sneezes, so he thinks that that's his only orgasm.
Oh God, I came.
And there's just like ropes of cum flying everywhere.
Oh my God.
Out of his nose.
I don't know what to clean up first, the snot on my pants or the jizz.
Yes.
I don't know why that was so funny.
Echoes.
Oh my god. I just bought these pants 5 years ago.
I had to buy these pants.
And I had to work so hard being a plumber's helper just to save up the money to get these pants. And now they're ruined. They're ruined. They are ruined.
Ruined. Those some runes.
Ruined.
They are ruined. And if I put them in the washing machine,
back
they'll shrink.
To life.
Back to the real something in the way.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. So what else would you like to talk about?
Yeah, what else would you like to
talk
about?
I don't know.
What would you like to discuss?
I don't know what I would like to talk about.
What would your fans like to hear?
Preface.
Peruvian?
Oh,
Peruvian.
Peru.
Wow.
Peru.
Peruvian.
Peruse?
Peruse.
What are we perusing?
Would you like to prevail?
No. I want a peacock.
You want a peacock?
I'm just going to peacock all around the studio.
You're going to pee on my cock?
No.
Poppycock?
Poppycock.
Yeah. Poppy seeds.
Poppy
are you going to put, is that mean, poppycock?
Bobbycock.
Does poppycock mean
Robert Johnson, that's what you're getting at.
That, right. Well, what I was going to say, does poppycock mean you're going to put opium up my dick?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Bearded Pepper.
Bearded Pepper. Yeah. That's where we were
pepper
going.
Pepper Wrecker.
No.
I thought you were going to Robert Johnson.
Right. Yes. I'm not going to rub your Johnson.
Yes.
You're no fun. What kind of friend are you?
Well, I mean, unless we get to rub our Johnsons together.
Buddy check.
Okay. Okay. All right. I need a video.
Okay.
It's already on Pornhub.
Oh, yeah. But, what I'm gonna say is, do you want to talk about how we're gonna do an Amityville horror episode?
Oh, the horrors.
Should we?
Yes, we are.
Maybe we'll be grown up a little bit enough to tell a story on that one.
Oh, we will be behaved.
I am in it to win it.
I've literally just been sitting here giggling like a small child. I can't even make words because I've been sitting here laughing so hard.
I'm sorry.
Shoo.
We're going to turn Feo into Mayo.
Turn DeFeo into Mayo.
DeFeo into Mayo.
And we're going to look at him. We're going to be like, DeFeo, did you know something's in the way?
Did you say Scott Baio?
Yes, Scott Baio. Scott Baio eats Mayo.
Because he's in charge.
He is in
charge. Charles is in charge.
Always.
Right.
Charles in charge of our days and our nights.
Wait, that sounds very, very like suggestive. Like he's in charge of our days.
Yeah, don't overthink that.
Why is he in charge of our nights?
You tell me.
Charles is here.
He's just in charge of your Sunday.
Sunday, oh. Bloody something.
Sunday's in the way.
Let me tell you what Charles is in charge of.
Oh, yeah?
Wrecking this pussy.
Why don't you tell me? Why don't you tell me what Charles is in charge of?
Wrecking my pelvis?
Oh, yes.
With the dick.
That's not Marvin.
Spotted dick.
Oh my god.
Oh, I don't think that's what he uses, but I mean.
It's time to start singing some love songs.
Yes, let's.
Something finger sandwiches.
It's okay to eat fish.
Give me a finger sandwich. Wreck me in the pelvis.
Yes. Wrecking your pelvis.
Yes. Oh yeah. That sounds delicious.
Oh god, stop. Okay. This is the end. That was the end. You went too far.
I went too far.
Is it okay to promote my new podcast?
Oh yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Wrecking the pelvis with Elvis. Elvis has left the pelvis.
Oh yeah.
How I wrecked your pelvis.
I don't know what that means.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Wrecking all the time.
Oh.
Ain't nothing but a hound dog. Wrecking pelvis all the time.
You never caught a rabbit anyway.
You ain't no pelvis. In the way.
All right. We're an idiot.
We're an idiot?
We are.
It should have been new country.
We're a collective idiot.
Yes, collectively we're an idiot. Individually, we can be pretty smart. But collectively, we're a fucking idiot.
Collectively, we're an idiot savants.
Right.
An idiot savant.
Yes.
An idiot savant.
Yes.
An idiot. Yeah.
Brilliant in its own way.
Oh, yeah.
But still idiot.
Brilliant in its simplicity.
Yes.
The flabbergasted flying flockadoo has never been prettier. Fresh
did
avocado.
Did you just say...
Flockadoo?
Fresh avocado.
Fresh avocado?
Yes.
I would like another Mountain Dew.
Would you?
Yes.
Oh, would you? I bet you would, you son of a bitch.
Would.
You said
would. Would I?
You said would.
Would I? Peg leg?
Oh my
goodness.
Oh, right.
Jesus. Okay, so really, we're doing Amityville at some point over the next 2 weeks.
Less than that, yes.
Less than that.
I'm getting well. I'm dying less these days.
Dying less these days.
Okay, that's good. Mm-hmm. You can't die. Like, we can't do Amityville and have you die.
Just like conjure me up on the Ouija board.
Can we wrap the mentally ill from Amityville? Accidentally kill your family still. You think I wouldn't, but I God damn it, he will. I don't know.
Sick of the syphilis still, just making up new shit for real. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm creepy, I'm creepy, I'm creepy as hell. I'm creepy, I'm creepy, I'm Timmy.
Exactly.
I wish I could find that. I can't even find the fucking clip.
Me either.
God damn it.
God damn it.
Once upon a time in a land called fuck. Fuckity fuck fuck fuckity fuckity fuck fuck. All the townspeople did not give a fuck. Fuckity fuck fuck fuckity fuckity fuck fuck.
I love it.
I don't know where that just came from.
That was my
yes.
That was my theme song.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah?
You wanna hear mine?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Something in the way.
Yeah. That's your entrance song.
Yeah.
Anytime you enter a room, you're going to have to do that.
And then he just shoves people out of the way.
And the fucking dark cloud right. just follows me around.
Right. Yeah. And you're always wearing plaid.
And a bunch of other dead celebrities.
Yeah.
He's going to get a plaid tattoo.
Yes, a plaid tattoo.
You're like elbowing plaid Kurt Cobain out of the way.
In high school.
No, it wasn't.
It really wasn't.
We're on to you.
You know what was a name of my band shortly after high school?
Something.
No, it was Lionfish and the.
Yes. What was it? We were the Lionfish Circus.
The Lionfish Circus, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yes. We were running Adam out of good names.
It was Adam.
I like
what
it.
Was it you, me, and
Jeremy?
Jeremy. It wasn't Brian.
If I was ever.
Brian Tyson.
Yeah.
If I was ever in a band, I would have the most lame name ever because I'm lame as shit. I can't ever.
And welcome to welcome to the stage. It's lame as shit.
No, lame as shit. And I live up to the name because I can't fucking sing and I can't play instruments.
No,
so.
You call the band. You just turn it into an acronym. Less.
Less.
And then just like let people wonder.
Right.
Less.
Less.
Let's welcome Less. Yay.
Yeah.
Less.
Yeah,
I always thought it would be cool to have a band named with special guest.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because have you ever seen a band like a concert ticket and it says the name of the band and then it says with special guest?
Would it say it twice?
They do so many shows.
Mm-hmm. With special guest, with special guest.
Special guest with special guest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All
that
right.
would be fun.
Yes.
Yeah. I just say we should start a band called Parker Brothers.
Actually, one of the names of the band before, so Adam helped us record our album, but I was in a band called The Letdown.
The Letdown, yeah.
Yeah. So, did I ever, I think I told you about the names that I came up with that Jimmy, like, said no.
Yes.
One of them was Jimmy Hat and the Prophylactics.
You like Jimmy Unsightly.
Jimmy Unsightly, yeah. Yes. I came up with a name band called Jimmy Unsightly because my brother's name is Jimmy. And he's unsightly. But yeah, Jimmy Hat and the Prophylactics is an amazing name for a band.
Yes, I like it.
Yes.
Hey, I want you guys to start a new band, and I want you to name it Marvin and Gail.
Marvin and Gail.
Yes.
And we could do Marvin Gaye covers and yes. Gail Summers covers.
Oh, dude,
yes.
I know the first one that we can cover.
What's that?
Something's
in the way. I get to play the tambourine in that band, okay?
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man.
Something in the way.
Oh, yeah, you guys have to see. You have to do the musics.
The musics, yeah.
I think that I said that before when I told you had to be on this.
Okay.
You had to do the musics.
What musics do we do right now?
I don't know. Whatever you want. I'm not the creative one here.
Oh, no.
No. Attitude? Oh.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Do you like the Ramones?
24 hours ago. Something's in the way.
No, let's do it. I want to be sedated.
I don't know the.
I don't know. I want to be sedated. Something in the way.
I mean, have you ever heard of Nirvana? Maybe you could do some of that.
Oh, yeah.
Something. What are you talking about? Who's Nirvana?
As you are, as I want you to be, as a friend, as a friend, as a something. Oh, baby, do it. Something. Every song just turns into that.
Don't want to be a monkey something.
In the Foo Fighters. Yeah. They just continue it after.
Jesus.
Oh, oh, Jesus.
Jesus. You better come prepared.
Something.
When we do Amityville, I want
something in the way. Yeah.
I want live
amazing something in the way.
Yeah.
We both just said yeah at the same time.
All right, what were you saying when we do the Amityville? Do what now?
I want live music.
Okay.
To lead us in. Okay. I want guitars and shit. And
cows and shit?
And we gotta talk like the fate.
I always want cows.
Okay.
And we gotta talk like
the fate. For all the cows.
I heard a delay.
I did too. Yes. Yeah.
A delay? You're delayed.
Yes. You wanna get laid? What?
Yes.
Okay.
What?
No. We're into that Hawaiian shit.
Yeah.
We're into what?
Like Papa Umau Mau.
Umau Mau.
Oh,
Amuamua.
We're doing an episode on Amuamua.
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 Stop.
On Telemundo.
I thought you were.
I really like this microphone. It makes my voice sound announcery.
But when I am off the mic, I sound like,
hi guys.
Hi guys.
I'm Ricky Rat. Want to see me fuck some fucking bitches? You want to see me? You want to see me kill some bitches? Slut, slut, slut.
Remember, guys, don't get all your sores from one slut.
Yes.
And stay out of chalk lines.
Goodbye.
Ranch hands.
Yeah. Oh,
they're delicious.
Delicious. I like the cool ranch hands.
They're cool ranch.
It's which one of you came up with ranch hands?
Me just now. No, you came up with it.
No.
You guys came
I
up with
I didn't. One of you guys.
Ranch hands.
You guys did.
I think it was one of us, and I can't remember which one.
It was. It was one of you, because I have the emails to prove it, but I don't know which one of you it was.
Oh, then I think it was actually, it might have been me, because if it was through an email.
Ranch hands?
Yeah.
I thought,
no.
Was it you? Were we talking about it?
You did.
Then it was me.
Because they said back at the ranch.
Right.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, and so what if you were like, we should call everybody ranch hands.
Ranch hands.
Yep.
Ranch hands are delicious. Just imagine Ricky.
Cool
no,
ranch
they're
hands.
Not.
Ricky I've running had a around ranch a restaurant, just licking people's ranch hands.
Mm.
Yeah, I've had ranch hands before, and they're not that good.
Excuse me, mister. You seem to have a little bit of ranch dressing on your hands. You mind if I take care of that for you?
Yep.
ranch
hey Marvin, I know Gail's not taking care of your ranch hand. Do you want me to do it?
Gail just stop. Sure. Yeah, you know what? Let me just dip my whole hand in this bowl full of ranch dressing and dip.
Just fist.
I fucking love ranch.
It's like
do it.
If you bite too hard, I'm so old and feeble, it would be like no different than biting into a carrot covered in ranch dressing.
Baby,
it crunches the same. Trust me.
Okay,
that's
Marvin,
why I'm missing a pinky. I'm delicious.
I'm gonna need you to put your heart monitor on because things are about to get crazy.
Oh, good. I ejaculated. And all I
that's
was doing
better
was
than a sneeze.
Ejac.
All I was doing was walking up the stairs.
The stairmaster.
After Gail rubbed it raw, it's extra sensitive.
Well, after Gail, in about 50 years of not fucking, any friction down there makes me jizz a little bit. It's like a woman after having all those babies, and every time she sneezes, she pees a little.
Yes.
Every time my thighs touch my cock.
The thought of friction just oh.
You're right.
Oh,
okay.
Oh.
It's magic.
You know, you never believe it's not something
in the way.
Yeah. God damn it.
This will never end.
God damn it.
Never.
Never.
Man, this Eeyore. Are you guys- Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh singing something in the way. Oh, bother.
Something.
Oh, bother.
In the way.
It always is.
I think it's my
always
cock.
Is.
It's probably me.
Thanks for noticing.
Thanks for noticing, but you probably didn't.
Thanks for noticing my prostate, guys.
It said it was buddy prostate check day, but nobody looked for me.
I was.
Can you imagine?
Can we imagine what?
All the people.
If Marvin got like a Sharpie up his ass and got that prostate, you know, a little bit penetrated.
Oh.
Do you imagine what would happen there? It'd be like a fucking fire hose.
Oh my God.
This song would be.
Oh my God. It's like, okay, so there was this one time, right? And I had a marker in my back pocket, right? There was a hole in my pocket. I don't know what happened. I don't know how it happened. But this is the scenario. I'm going to tell you exactly what happened, all right?
So I get it. The marker in your back pocket was right. Your butthole barking, and it
it's kind of like a
pants.
Back patio, but it's a little bit different. Oh. If you mix that with a plumber's helper, you'll get where I'm going. All right.
And so, a soft anus.
Right. Yes. So I sit down, right? And the Sharpie marker goes right up my asshole. Like, who knew? Who knew?
You knew.
Right? So, and so, have you ever seen those videos where it's like on the morning news or whatever, and there's that news anchor, and he's out there with that jetpack that's on the water?
No.
You know what I'm talking about? And it it sucks up all the water, and then it shoots this jet stream of water out the back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as soon, and then like they don't know how to ride it, obviously, because they're
I
not
knew
trained
they were controlling the weather,
and they just move around like those fucking things that you put on the end of a hose, and it flaps around and sprays everywhere. You know what I'm talking about?
Like an angry snake.
Yeah, that thing.
When a snake charmer doesn't know how to do this.
So anyway, imagine this, right? All right, so I sit down. Maka goes straight up the asshole, right in the keister. It pokes the perineum. It pokes the prostate a little. Gives it a little tickle. And all of a sudden, I'm like that guy in the morning news, right? There's jizz just shooting out of my cock, and I'm flying all over the place. I knock over the TV. It falls over, hits the dog. Now I got to pay $300 to get the dog's leg fixed. Ah, Jesus.
The marker.
I don't even want to talk about the TV.
Right? Well, it was Gail's TV.
Then the marker starts prairie dogging, and by the time Gail gets home, she's like, who fucking graffitied the whole goddamn house?
Right? Yeah, because I, of course, happen to be the asshole who puts the marker in his asshole with the marker part poking out. So I'm drawing all over the walls.
All over the place.
All over the place. At one point, it's the weirdest thing. I actually signed John Hancock's name. It was weird.
What really confused the shit out of me is how I wrote on my face.
Right.
Donuts.
No.
Donuts.
Oh my
donuts
God.
Donuts are not a nut.
Oh man. Oh no. That was fun. That was a story that Marvin told his grandchild.
About the first time he had an orgasm.
Yeah. Abstinence before sex.
Mm-hmm.
That'll keep him.
That's
abstinent.
Actually.
Oh my God.
That's how Gail got pregnant.
Oh God.
I mean, we're all abstinent before sex.
Right? Abstinent minded.
Yes.
What?
I don't know.
Nothing.
Did you just say abstinent minded?
I did.
That's a horrible way to be minded.
I know, right? Then you wouldn't be able to have sex.
Yes.
Awesome.
I mean,
crushing.
If you.
Vaginal penetrating sex.
Remember,
I've
this
had
is,
sex
yes.
before.
Remember
it was vaginal penetrating
in.
Sex. It was wonderful.
Now remember,
you had what?
Tune in to my podcast.
I was pretending to be a virgin who was trying to boast about having sex. And he says, I've had sex before. It was vaginal penetrating sex.
I penetrated a vagina one time.
This one time?
It was very moist.
Moist.
I caught
it. It was like
very
a moist
and
towelette.
It was like I was jacking myself off with
the weird
a moist
thing
towelette.
Is, it was really cold, too.
I think you're doing
it. Did I tell you
wrong.
Guys I got a job?
Stay out of the morgue.
I bet they're all stiff down there.
Oh my God. I've read about necrophiliacs before.
Oh yeah.
And it is not okay. Don't ever read about that.
I'm a recovering necrophiliac.
Mm-hmm.
Are you? Yeah. So tell us about your experience.
I wrote a song about it.
Yeah.
I will send it to you later. It's a rap song.
Oh, it is.
With my friends from years ago.
Okay.
Ow. Jesus.
Adventures in Dating the Dead.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
You were eating the bed?
Huh? I don't know. I lost my voice a little bit. It cracked. I was just wondering. No.
It's stop!
Going back and forth from Marvin's voice.
From getting laid to not getting laid?
Oh,
that's
Jesus.
What you're going back and forth to.
All right. I'm not using that voice anymore.
Abstinence before sex. Yeah.
Abstinence makes the heart grow fonder.
That is the abstinence voice.
I just grow for
so you know.
I just grow for Jane Fonda.
Okay.
The
guys.
Abstinence voice of the radio.
All right. I got to come up
of
with
the age of radio.
Yes.
Excuse me. Nope. I got to come up with like a youth pastor voice. Helen, it'll come. It'll come to me. All right. There it is. Okay, guys. So I just wanted to tell you a little bit about what Jesus wants you to know.
Okay?
So if you guys are thinking about vaginal penetrating sex, don't. Because the devil sees it. And once the devil sees you doing that,
Gail sees it too.
He's going to crawl up your bum.
And he's going to lay eggs
right inside your booty hole.
Praise Jesus.
Mr. Booty Hole Man.
Yeah.
I'm going to be your backdoor man.
This ain't nothing but backdoor loving.
Backdoor.
Hey, little thing.
Is that what happened on...
Mama, I'm so hot.
Is that what happened on the back patio?
No.
Yes. Remix.
A little bit.
Maybe. In the way. No.
All right.
The back patio was painful.
So I've heard.
I hurt my knees.
This is how he
began. You're doing it wrong.
I mean, I did it pretty well. But tile floor is not conducive.
We are fucking old. You have to improvise at this point.
Yeah. I mean, can we just lay down a blanket?
Knee pads.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Like, we are not 20 anymore. No. You've got to figure this shit out. You have to pre-think before you go to railing.
If there's no cushiony mat underneath, then you know what? You're getting a plumber's helper, and then we're calling it a day.
Right.
I just say,
or you're getting a plumber's helper.
Ooh. What?
Two knees in their butt.
Mm-hmm.
Two knees in the butt.
Dip low enough, and you can still get in, and then you got knee pads.
Right.
And then...
That's called the gardening shears.
And you say, shut up, and you punch in the back of the head, and there's a donkey punch, and you go to prison.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
That's
that escalated quickly.
How I do it every time I drunk.
That's every time you drunk?
Every time I drunk.
Oh.
I just
Sorry.
Punch...
Yeah.
Can't do it.
Just punch in the back of the head. They do what I want when I punch in
just
the back.
Just tongue punch the dirt button, motherfucker.
Tongue punch the
fart box.
I get in the fart box.
You were sucking on that balloon knot.
Oh
yeah, the balloon. I don't know what I did with the balloon.
Oh,
what happened to the condom when I touched it.
You gotta,
and then it turned into a big balloon.
You gotta untie the balloon knot and blow it up a little more.
Punch in the back.
Inflate me, baby. Inflate me.
Oh, let me get in my basketball pump and
you get a pump, right? You get a pump something?
Not the penis pump.
Mm. Whoa.
I'm supposed to know about that.
Tell me more.
This is just natural. Natural when I'm shattered and I'm drunk.
Hey, Adam, can I call you Glade and tell you to plug it in, plug it in?
That's junk. Get rid of that Glade.
I'm using that.
I'm a meat plug in.
Oh. Meat plug was the name of my band in high school.
This is my favorite band. I played it music when I plug.
You know what?
I plug people's mamas.
One of our favorite songs in Meat Plug to cover was
Something in the Way. It's my goddamn favorite song.
I hope like hell there's not something in the way if you're a meat plug.
I don't know why.
You have issues.
What? Something in the way is the meat plug? Yes, of course.
If you wear a meat plug, you don't want
something
in the way.
That one.
Meat puppets.
No.
That was the meat puppets.
Meat honey.
Oh, mud honey.
No, no, no. There was a post on Facebook, and there was like those...
Honey dicking.
Yes, that was it. No.
Yeah, I did a bitch, I honey dick her to get them in my honey, bed, and then
say,
I tell
you
her,
dicking?
You look like a horse, get out of my bed.
You say honey dicking?
In the morning, she look like a horse. I don't know why I'm doing that joke voice today.
He's saying honey dicking, honey and dicking. I don't know what honey dicking is.
It's honey dick.
It's when you
track,
dip your dick in honey.
And I attract old honey bees to my dick.
I should have thought of that. I kept dipping it in vinegar.
That just killed, that killed the bugs.
Right?
You want to kill the bugs, just punch them in the back of the head.
You know they say you get more flies with honey? Well, I've seen a ton of flies around some shit.
I've seen a ton of flies when I was in the necrophilia. Well,
I don't think you want that kind of flies.
Okay. I don't think I want flies at all.
No,
I think that leads to sores from one whore.
Oh, yeah. You can't get all your sores from one whore.
You get flies in your soul to plant the babies and get the maggots.
I think Adam's drunk.
I'm tired and
I
drink.
I wish I was drunk.
I drunk I was and I'm punching the back of the head. I don't know.
It's 2:31 in the morning.
2:31. It's time to call the dentist.
No, it's not. It's 2:25, you sons of bitches.
My computer's a time traveler.
His computer.
It is.
Computer.
Computron.
I guess it is.
I made it out of pewter.
Oh.
It's, yeah.
Oh, my God.
This computer is made of the finest pewter. It's putrid. Oh. It's
made of the finest spruce.
And it's the colored puce.
This atom is made from the finest spruce.
Spruce wood.
What do you think Gail's voice sounds like?
Oh, I told you already.
Hello.
I forgot. No.
Let me talk to your manager.
I want to talk to your manager right now.
You give me the number to corporate?
Because I'm going to
need the number to corporate.
Poot dust all over corporate.
Excuse me. Yeah, because Gail isn't old. She's like 42.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Her pussy's 80.
Yeah. No,
her pussy is older
than Tutankhamen.
It's older than dirt.
Yeah.
Tutankhamen, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, because it's kitty litter.
Right.
Tutankhamen.
Like,
or
her vag flaps are like two old, like ancient pieces of papyrus.
Okay, I have a good analogy of what
is
in there.
Let's hear it.
Okay, let's hear it.
You know those bird snacks that you give to little birds? It's like a bunch of, seeds and shit all packed in together.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's like a brick of seeds, basically. Yes. That's what she's got lining in there.
Oh.
So.
They gotta retile the roof.
Yeah.
You could put some new shingles in her pussy.
You know how, you know how sandpaper has grates? Like grades? There's like grits. There's like 400 grits.
I ate some grits.
300 grit, 200 grit, 150 grit, 100 grit, 80 grit, 60 grit, 30 grit, all the way down to Gale.
Wait. Yeah. Yes. What grit is that?
Gale.
Yep.
Yeah. You can't even accidentally get your knuckle rubbed by that or it'll take off a whole
finger. Fuck.
Yeah.
You
look at it and it just shaves your irises and pupils right off your eyeball.
Gale grit requires OSHA. To have like a manual for using it.
Right. You have like a Gale suit you've got to wear.
Right.
You get all these all these young handless men that are like having OSHA recordable injuries because of Gale's pussy. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Exactly.
Yes.
Yep. That's an industrial accident.
Yep.
There's like a whole all day meeting about Gale with OSHA.
Yeah.
They're like, one day it's this, and then the next day we have to do our Gale training.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's those signs that said there have been like 305 days since a Gale-related injury.
Gale-related injury, yes.
Watch out, Gale's on the prowl.
Oh, good God.
Oh, man.
I need to speak with
She needs her own type of caution
that's
sign.
That's how she tries to be sexy, too. She'd be like, I need to speak to your
manager. Can I speak to your manager?
Can I? Oh, shit. That noise, Adam. Oh, my God, that noise. Do that again.
What was that?
That's the sound of
her
poots. Gale.
What? Wait, yeah. I didn't hear it. What was it?
It's like an atomic test. Oh, you'll hear it when.
Do it again.
It's like.
Oh.
She can hear from the microphone. It's going right into the phone.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I guarantee it. Say something. Did you hear it?
I think she's hearing me from over here.
Nikki, can you hear me?
Do we sound distant?
Can I hear you?
Or do we sound really close?
You sound distant, yeah, Adam, but Chuck sounds close.
Oh, okay. Yeah. How's this? You'll hear it on the recording.
It's like it's like Nightcrawler bamfing.
Like oh. I don't know if I want to hear it. Oh God.
Yeah. Yes, like that.
I feel somewhat violated right now.
Yeah. That's what it sounds like every time she takes off her panties.
Yes.
Oh God.
Yeah. She has to change her underwear like 7 times a day because her vagina eats.
Yes.
The cloth.
Eats it.
It just eats it.
When
yeah.
she tears cleaves, it just sandblasts concrete right. and asphalt.
She can't wear anything but skirts.
Yes.
Because
all of her panties are crotchless.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yep.
Not because she buys them that way.
She has to clench her pussy when she queefs or she gets lift.
She has to have a bike seat made out of titanium.
Titanium.
She has to have a titanium bike seat because it will just destroy it.
Yes.
And even that,
she has to change out every 30 days.
She sleeps in a bed with a frame made of adamantium.
Right.
Yes.
If she gets too wild on her bike and doesn't realize that the seat is going away as fast as it is, then she's just got the pole. Yeah, then she's just got the pole up there and she's eating away at the pole and she has no fucking idea.
Right.
Who needs a Thanos snap?
Yeah.
They just need a Gale queef.
Oh, good God.
It's the same fucking thing. It's got the same effect, the same kind of ash.
Marvin's wearing a respirator. What's happening? What's wrong, Marvin? What happened? Gale queefed.
Last time I was in ICU for 6 months.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit. I just finally woke up.
They got the last spore of her pussy dust out of my lungs.
Oh, my God.
I tell her to push out, not suck in.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That just made me sick.
It's how drumsticks are made.
Hold it in just a little.
And it's just like drumsticks come out like splinters.
What kind of drumsticks do you use? Oh, these are Gales.
Gales.
Oh my God, you got Gales?
Yeah.
How the hell did you get Gales?
I got attacked by this woman, right? And all I had was 2 baseball bats to defend myself. And as I'm swinging, one just goes up her vagina. And when it comes back out, it's a fucking drumstick. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm a drummer. I could use that.
Fucking miracle.
Right? So I made myself a pair of Gales. That's what I call them.
A pair of Gales.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Oh,
when you
my
go get
God.
Your drumsticks repaired, it's like getting your Gales did.
Yeah.
I need to go get my Gales.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I want to cut you.
Can I cut you?
I'm the
please. I feel so good when I cut you.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh.
Gale, come here. I need to sharpen my knife.
That's what she said.
Oh, yeah. Is that a euphemism?
I think so.
Take me to church.
I'll take you to church.
Oh, yeah.
I'll take you to something.
Take me to the candy shop.
I'll let you lick the lollipop.
It's charms.
Whoa.
Look. Me lucky charms.
Me lucky charms. Oh, that's a fucking... I don't like... I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. Because I started to go... I was Irish for a second there. And then I went from Irish and I was
Ish
going...
It's fucking Irish.
No.
Irish?
Irish.
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 You can't make fun of the way I say Irish, all right? You say it wrong.
Yeah,
right?
Make fun of it, or I fucking want to make fun of it during the morning.
You pronounce that wrong.
No, you pronounce that wrong. You pronounce that wrong, you son of a bitch. That's pronounced rape.
Something in the way.
Something
in the rip.
Okay, so...
Is there anything else we would like us to cover?
Anything else?
What?
Not in songs, I mean, but like covering topics.
I mean, when you said anything else you want us to cover, all I could think of was Marvin covering everything with his streams of jizz. No. Father.
Or is it brother? I don't know. Marvin Gaye.
Jesus.
Whoa.
Yeah. Ow. He's belchy. Yeah.
That wasn't real.
That was real. Ask nope. Adam.
To be real. Nope.
Ask Adam.
Like Adam's going to say it's not real.
Adam's going to corroborate my story.
Yeah. I know. That's why I don't ask Adam.
He's my accomplice.
It was real.
To be real. So were Gail's tits. Real.
Yeah. Real.
Oliver Katz. Yeah.
Oliver Katz.
Yes.
That sounds like a Jewish lawyer.
My name is Oliver Katz.
Hi, I'm Oliver Katz, and I will represent you.
No matter how heinous the crime, I will make sure you don't do the time.
Stop.
Oh my god, we just keep coming up with characters. Oh, we got Marvin, we got Gail, now we got Oliver Katz. He's their divorce lawyer.
Oh, but you forgot all about Adolf Pepperbelly.
Adolf Pepperbelly?
I'm Adolf Pepperbelly.
Tell me more about Adolf Pepperbelly.
Oh, my God. My eyes have seen the Führer. Fire up the ovens. It's time for Adolf Pepperbelly.
He sounds like Bane. Just saying.
He was born in the shadows.
I was born in the shadows.
In a chateau?
In a chateau, I was going to say
that.
He
was born in a chateau?
I was born in a chateau.
Fucking rich guy.
And then I got my drunk character.
You got your drunk
guy. Fucking drunk.
Right. Are we just going through all the characters that we can do? All the different vices?
Hello.
I've got nothing.
Is it time for Mirage to come back?
I think it's time for Mirage.
My name is Mirage, and I do not appreciate the racings. All the racings on this show.
All the racings?
I come to America to better myself by doing porn.
Pornographic. This is the thing. I've met Mirage back when we were doing the pornographics together. It was wonderful. I loved it.
It is very true.
He was my fluffer at first.
She's a nutritionist.
Right.
I teach him nutrition.
So then we got fired from that production. I kept a stick and a magic marker up my bum. And a jizzing all over the place. And they did not appreciate it. So
it was a do-si-dos and I mark all over the place. Right? And I knows.
That's what we called it, was the do-si-do.
The do-si-dos.
The mares-y-dos. The dozy dotes.
The lambsy divey.
The anecdotes. Yeah. The anecdotals.
The anecdotes and dozy dotes. The lambsy divey.
And something in the way.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
All right. And then we've got a British character.
Oh.
Right.
Would you like to sit in my face?
Oh, no. That's my Michael Caine.
Michael Caine.
My Michael Caine impression. Will you sit on my face?
Hello. Would you like to sit in my face?
Mr. Wayne. Mr. Wayne, will you sit on my face?
All's fine and dandy until you sit on my face.
It's all fun and games until someone loses an eye. Will you sit on my face?
Oh.
Jesus H. Christ. The H stands for Harold.
It stands for Harry. Harry. Harry Dick.
Harry Dick. Jesus Harry Dick Christ.
I'm gonna pee.
Jesus Harry Puss Christo.
Jesus Harry Pussy Christo.
Jesus.
Oh, the rest of that song goes.
Jesus Christo. Yes. Put my rosary beads in Crisco.
Wow. Do you know what that turns them into?
Slippery.
A slippery Adel slope.
Beads. Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like your lamp.
Yeah, exactly.
It told me this is going to be candy, but really.
I saw the light.
It turned out it was just anal beads in my butt. This would have sounded like, oh, in my butt.
Oh, you just dropped the whole can.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Fucking hell. I don't even know how long that was in there.
Yeah, strong, but when I'm drunk, I can crush the can of drink. It's a big crush like... Oh,
you doing the butt kegels?
Yeah, Christian mass. Keep, calisthenics. Keeping my butt strong.
Yeah.
Can't keep my butt strong. Ain't got no butt good enough.
I use my anal my anal muscles to lift up kettlebells.
Yeah, you got a butt that's worth something.
Mm-hmm. It just takes.
You not only have a soft anus, you have a tight anus.
It's a soft, tight anus with a firm clench.
His anus like a sock puppet. It'd be blowing ears like a wind sock. It's like a hurricane when I'm blowing the
oh my God!
It's turning in the morning. I drink too much. I'm drunk.
You guys keep making me laugh in like the most horrifying noises. I can't take this right now.
What was that noise?
What was that sound?
Danger! Nobody knows.
Danger!
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 Oh.
Danger! 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 Danger!
Danger! I know that song.
Yes.
I was going to beat you to it, but I did not.
Yes. Danger.
Danger. Will Robinson. Danger.
Oh, right.
I'm a dangered space when I'm drunk.
You're a danger to my, sit out there.
My hand is a stranger danger.
Stranger danger.
It's danger stranger. I'm going to get it.
Yep. Sometimes when you wake up and your hand is asleep, is it like a stranger?
Mm-hmm. I wake up and it's sticky.
Sometimes when I wake up, there's a stranger in my bed, and it's my own hand, and I'm touching my morning wood.
Yeah, fucking waves at me and shit. Good morning.
Is that good morning, Vietnam?
Good morning. Good morning.
I like it. Yes.
We've something the whole night through. Good morning. Good morning. To
there's
you.
Something.
Way.
No, it's not. Stop.
No, sorry. I'm sorry. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I'm so sorry. Just, you know, I'm so empathetic that when I apologize, it just I can't help but come in my pants.
Do you know what you need to sing in Marvin's voice?
What's that?
Moses supposes his toes are roses, but Moses supposes erroneously.
Moses supposes itoses arose. Moses supposes erroneously.
Erroneously. He's sucking a D. But boom. Then a Moses supposes moves like molasses, kisses my asses, Moses, untoses,
halitosis.
Mitosis. I was gonna say mitosis.
But Nikki.
What?
My phone's gonna die.
He's at his phone dying point.
It is.
Yeah, right. But your stupid fucking phone.
This is a lot of stuff. Yeah, it's like a couple stupid sodes.
An hour and 50 minutes almost.
We just gave it two stupid sodes and was drunk. Yeah.
Anything you want us to... Because I got a little bit of powder left. I've got a little bit of powder.
Sniff it! Oh, I thought you said powder. Yeah.
Powder.
I can't
do it, Captain. No. I don't have the power.
I don't have the power.
I got the power. I got the power.
Dun, 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 dun. It's the wrong song.
Dun, 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 something.
What is that song?
That's Everybody Dance.
Not that one. Yeah.
Everybody it's actually no, the other one.
No.
Oh?
Nothing.
Nobody dancing.
Give it to me, baby.
Give it to me.
Okay. All you have to do.
Thriller!
Yes.
Thriller night. Is that what it says?
Yes.
I don't know. I like to make up words.
I like to make up words too, like frabagloggle.
I like to do the milk
wow.
deep into the night. What?
What?
Wait. Propofol.
Propofol.
Till the night closes in.
Yes.
Cause the night time is the right time to fight crime.
To fight crime. And you said you didn't fucking know that song last time.
I only know it now because I've listened to you say it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You get an excuse then. Yeah. Cause nighttime is the right time to fight crime.
Because of how fucking funny it was to, we went from that to having it be a very sexual thing. Wait. And kind of rapey.
Rapier and rapier.
Right? We're going to sword fight with our rapier and our rapier.
Shink.
Shing.
I can't imagine that we would switch subjects that fast.
Right?
Wait.
Well, right.
I don't think we switched subjects. It was playing off of that. Remember the nightstick thing?
Segway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't
know.
We're immature.
Is that a euphemism?
Oh, yeah. Yep. It sure is.
Oh, yeah. Give me a nightstick.
Oh, I'll give it to
Marvin you. Likes the nightstick in the ass. Yeah.
Hey, Marvin. Open wide.
Okay.
For the stick inside.
But you know what happens whenever that stick touches my prostate? I'm going to be shot like 15 feet backwards from the force of the ejaculate.
Ah.
I just like saying ejaculate.
Ejaculate. Oh, I thought your phone died. I thought your phone died because it, like, cut out. I was like, aw, I didn't get to hear the rest.
Oh, no.
I still didn't.
No, I stopped talking right after I said ejaculate. It was funny.
The pause
there.
Right. Oh.
It's magic.
Right.
Do you like
it's
to pause?
Magic.
Oh.
You know. You never believe it's not something.
In the way. Yeah.
So, okay. Do you want us to do something special for you?
For an outro?
Well, yeah, but I don't think we can put that on the episode.
Oh!
Oh, Jesus.
Wobbly H! Oh, what?
What? What happened?
Huh?
What happened?
If you happen to find yourself outlined in shock, come to the Ouija board to Learning the Curse. Tell your story so we can tell Nikki, and she can tell the story of the serial killer that killed you.
Right. It's a vicious circle. Vicious right. circle.
It's a donut.
It's like a circle jerk.
Yes. Like a circle jerk of snakes that are eating their own heads.
That's what's fappening.
Fappening.
That's what's fappening.
The fappening.
What happened? Oh, no.
Don't mind.
No, that was last weekend.
That was one-armed man's applause.
He's getting ready for heroin.
I thought that was last weekend.
That's how we say
Are
goodbye.
You pausing? God damn it.
Who's doing what?
You can't not make noise for that long.
We were making noise. It was just into our microphones. You'll hear it on the episode.
Oh.
You'll understand what's happening.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. It's like a jazz club.
Jazz.
Okay.
Hands.
I can do jazz hands.
Jazz.
I'll show you later.
I'll do jizz hands.
Yes.
Vigorous jizz hands.
Yes, I can.
Vigorous jizz hands was the name of my band in high school.
That should be the name of your band now. Gail and Marvin and the
Vigorous Jizz Hands.
Oh. The Vigorous Jizz Hands.
Oh yes. My God.
That was my name in my more promiscuous days.
Promiscuous. Okay. Do you want us to say a certain phrase or a certain something or anything you want us to do?
Our safe
as
words.
An outro.
I don't care.
You want egg roll?
It's an outro, not egg roll.
Ah, I see. You want an egg roll?
I don't want to roll any fucking eggs, man.
Don't want rice? you want dim sum dive? My dim sum dive make you hoary fuck.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yes. Very much so. Here, my egg roll.
I think...
You want pedicure, too?
I don't want to catch you.
You want short nail or long nail?
I want honey. Honey, I need nice nail for girlfriend.
You want girlfriend nail done your back?
I need nail done.
Nine.
I need nail done like Jesus.
Oh.
You want?
Oh. Stigmata me. Well, give me the stigmata. I didn't get my nails done like Jesus.
Eyesight. They just said I have a slight stigmatism. Stigmatism.
Whoa.
Stigmatos. Tomatoes.
Stigmatos up your butthole.
I think this is just devolving.
I think so too. Oh man.
Your stupid phone has to die.
I know.
Like a bitch.
Die, phone.
Oh shit. I bumped a thing.
Oh.
Doy.
I'll debunk
that. Oh my god. Oh my god. That was crazy.
Oh my god.
It was craziness.
Oh yeah, so is there anything you want us to say to
your audience?
To solidify the ending.
You guys can solidify the ending. I'm sure you can think of something good.
You have been listening to another great episode. Well, maybe it's not as great as the normal ones.
Right.
But no, it's the greatest stupisode.
Oh, wait a second. I have an idea.
Yes.
To close out this stupisode, you should say... Thank you
for being a friend.
No, you should
travel
sing.
Travel down the road back again.
Your heart is true. You're a pal.
You're a pal and a
confidant.
Yes, I was going to go to that.
Oh, sorry.
I feel so bad because we can't sing in time with Nikki because of the delay.
Right.
Oh, sorry.
I want to sing together.
Oh, you shouldn't want to because I can't sing.
Titties.
Let's see if we can.
You want to see?
On a count of four. One.
Do what?
Something in the way.
All three of us? No. Yeah. Thank you for being a friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
And then go into...
Okay.
Yes.
And then, so the whole thing and then...
Almost the whole thing.
Okay. Well.
Yeah.
Where we got to the second ago. Okay. So are you ready, Nikki? One.
I'm ready.
Two. Three, four.
Thank you for being a friend.
There is a delay.
Wait.
There is a delay.
Okay, so we're going to go. I'm going to count to four and then. Okay, so one, two, three, four, go is what it is. But when instead of saying go, it's when you sing, right?
Yeah.
So one, two, three, four.
Thank you for being a friend.
something. Up and down my cock again.
I think there's a delay. There's even a delay.
I didn't even sing.
No.
I didn't even sing.
That's okay.
I was a quitter.
She's a quitter. And if the glove don't fit, you must acquit.
OJ.
Oh.
OJ.
O'Shea.
O'Shea.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, yeah. OJ. Stay out of chalk lines.
And don't find yourself
dead.
What? Yes.
What?
You should do the Mickey Mouse voice thingy.
Do the thing.
Hi, kids. Oh, yeah. Kids, you wanted me to... I can't even talk. Titties. Untitties. Hi, kids. I was just talking about titties. Would you like to see me kill bitches? I'm going to kill some bitches tonight.
Me too. I'm going to cut them with my plastic knife.
They all float down here.
They all do something down here. Whether it's float or not, I don't know. But I need Gail to sharpen my knife.
Float on a rope.
Yeah.
Stop.
Weird.
Okay, one more time with your stupid song.
Okay. One.
Something's in the way.
One. Two.
You have to end it
three,
with that.
Four.
I didn't know if you were going to do it.
Okay, we're all going to... Nikki, you count it off.
What?
You count it off.
One, two, three, four. I left you hanging again. Whatever. Oh, God, that's so creepy. Did you die? All right, you guys didn't stay out of chalk lines. You broke the rule.
Wait. What are we doing? Something in the way and then stay out of chalk lines? I think that would be funny.
No, I was saying it sounded like you died, so you didn't stay out of chalk lines, which is the rule.
Yeah. I'm sorry. So let's do something in the way and then follow it up with and stay out of chalk lines.
Stay out of chalk lines.
All right. One, two, three.
Something's in the way. And stay out of chocolate.
Stay out of chalk lines.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, I'm stopping this shit.
Okay.
I'm stopping
us
it.
Too.
Ooh, I gotta get my shit together.
So.